This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Riyad Razazi, welcome you all to the Stories of the Prophets. Session number, was that 15 today? 15, I think, right? Or 16? All right. You tell me, is it 15 or 16 today? What episode are we on? I keep forgetting, subhanAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Ya hala. What episode are we on? 15 or 16? 16, huh? Tayyib, khalas, 16. Jazakallah khair, Zahra. MashaAllah. So, welcome back. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Instagram right here, Facebook up there. Walaikum salam rahmatullah, ahlan wa sahlan. Rika Zawa, Yasin. Now, well, she said even 17, yani kida, because of the time difference between us and Belgium is 17. But actually, it's 16. I think it's 16. But with the time difference with Belgium is 17, so I understand. Humaira Toker from Facebook, walaikum salam. Yasmin from Instagram, Layla and Yasin Rice and all of you. Assalamu alaikum. Watercolor Najwa, ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. So yesterday we had a very, very interesting session, alhamdulillah. The session of Ibrahim. We completed finally the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Well, it took us like 5 sessions, subhanAllah, talking about Ibrahim. I think it's 16, right? I could just easily go back and go back to my series and I can tell, you know, on Facebook I can tell. Because it tells me, because I named them, right? I number them. So I think yesterday was 15 and today is 16, you know. So, but if you say 17, maybe it is. I can always go back and check, inshaAllah ta'ala. So those of you who've missed out on the session yesterday, please go back and watch it. Please, in fact, let me tell you this. Please go back and watch all the sessions on Ibrahim. You will not regret it. Trust me. You won't regret all the sessions on Ibrahim. So once more people are confirming, it is episode number 16. Jazakum Allah khair. So, Nawal, I think it must be the chocolate. It must be the chocolate, the Belgium chocolate made you forget things, you know, or the time difference between you and us here. So it could be either or. Thank you, Humaira Toker, Zakallah Khair, Nadia Nadim, Walaikum Salam, and Morkane, Walaikum Salam, Layla, Zakumullah Khair, yes, what a caller, Muna Moon, Walaikum Salam, Matullah. All right, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. One more time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Riyad Razazi. Today's Thursday, and the temperature in Toronto is 36, 7, 8, 38, like with the humid factor, the humid X is 41 degrees. 41 degrees, brothers and sisters, is boiling, is frying, and it's been like this for almost 10 days. 10 days, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma lak alhamd. People who do have ACs, they're good. Some people who do not have air conditionings at home, may Allah Azza wa Jal, really, really, may Allah Azza wa Jal help them out, because it's frying, it's boiling. It's like even Mecca, but in Mecca is dry. It's nice. You know, Mecca is dry. But here is humid, you know, the heat with humidity, it made it worse. It makes it like worse and makes it very, you know, sticky, subhanAllah, you know. So it's a heat wave. It is a heat wave. And my brothers and sisters, remember we talked about this during the End of Time series when we said about, you know, the Zamharir and the heat that comes, you know, once a year, you know, this when it is too cold or when it is too hot. It is coming out, subhanAllah, from Jahannam, you know, the heat of Jahannam, when it gives out that breath, you know, when Jahannam makes that breath. And, you know, once a year, it either comes in form of extreme cold, which is the zamharir, and or extreme heat, subhanallah. So it is that heat for us here, mashallah here. You know, I'm sorry, you guys, if but I'm okay. I'm not complaining. I like the heat better than the cold. Trust me. I like the heat better than the cold. So I don't mind. You know, I go out 40 degrees. It's all right. Because I remember when I was in Mecca last year and the year before. You know, alhamdulillah, when we go to Mecca for Hajj, 50 degrees under the shade. So I cannot complain. I cannot complain. 50 degrees, 5-0. Under the shade, you know that? This is under the shade. So when you go out in the sun, yeah, and you can just bring an egg, you know, an egg, and then you can cook an egg on the ground. You don't have to cook anything, you know, like, you know, just cook it on the ground. You know, you have an egg, break it up, right there you can cook it. You don't need oil, you don't need frying pan, you don't need anything. Put an egg and cook it. I remember when I was in Dubai for a couple of years, you know, I would just like bring you know, my clothes on, wash them, put them to dry, in few minutes they'll be dry. Few minutes, khalas, they're dry. And you put them in, 15 minutes you come up, they're dry. So that's the heat. So alhamdulillah, 40 degrees, 41, 42 here. You know, it's been really, really hot. So, Allahumma lakal hamd. No, we don't like winter. We like hot because are we hot people? Yani in any way. Call us hot, call us whatever you want to call it. Call us hot chocolate, whatever it is. Let's go back to our main topic, sisters and brothers. We are with the stories of the prophets. We are with the stories of the prophets, and we are with, you know, we finished, alhamdulillah, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? We finished the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he came back to Mecca. You know, and he met his son Ismail after such a long time, and his wife Hajar, and then the trial, you know, after such a long time not seeing his son, that trial where he saw that dream, and I brought that sister yesterday live with me, and we went to that therapy, right? That time therapy when I made her close her eyes and I took her into, remember this, you know, those of you, again, like I said, those of you who missed out on the session yesterday, go back and watch it. You'll really learn, you know, inshallah, you will learn a lot of things. So, you know, to see a dream that, or a vision to go and slaughter or sacrifice your son. So he did as he was told, and his son who told him, oh, my father, do as you were told. So such a father, such a son, he called him Ya Bunay, and the son called him Ya Abati, just like when Ibrahim, you know, called his father Ya Abati. Now Ismail is calling his father Ya Abati. So, and as he passed the test, right, after passing all the tests and all the trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him at the very end. Gifted him with, you know, the beautiful gift, you know, the beautiful gift of the Eid al-Adha, of commemorating, you know, slaughtering or sacrificing the sheep. But also, my brothers and sisters, the other gift, the other amazing gift, and that to build the Kaaba with his son Ismail, a father and a son. And this is something, my sisters and brothers, that I do all the time when I take people for the Umrah, or I took them for Hajj. And I tell them, you cannot make tawaf, really. You cannot make tawaf if you have a situation, if you have a problem with your dad. How can you, you know, go and make tawaf, you know? And this is a fruit. This tawaf is a fruit of a project happening between a father and a son, right? And then you left your father crying, or you left your father sad or unhappy, and then you come doing tawaf. You can do tawaf all you want, but your father is not being pleased with you. Same thing when you go for the sa'i between the Safa and Marwa. You can't do that if your mother, you know, is unhappy and not pleased, because a sa'i between the Safa and Marwa is the fruit of this tawakkul of a woman. You know, our mother Hajar, who she was left behind with her son, with her baby, and then you know, her tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, brought that beautiful gift, that fruit, which is a sa'i between a Safa and Marwa. How can somebody do sa'i between Safa and Marwa and they left their mom crying, or their mom, you know, not pleased with them? So this is something that I do with my, when I take my people for Hajj and Umrah, to try to make them relate to things. You know, you don't make tawaf like that. You don't just go for sa'i like that. You understand the history behind what you're doing, behind the actions that you're doing. And they build the Kaaba together. Ibrahim alayhi salam, after he stayed, you know, and built the Kaaba, he went back to Palestine, to live there in Palestine. But again, my brothers and sisters, he came back to Mecca. He came back to Mecca to visit his son Ismail one day. And Ismail was not home, but his wife was. So he did not introduce himself. Salaamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Is Ismail home? No, he's not home. And how are things home? And then his wife, Ismail's wife, started complaining. You know, we're going through difficulties, we're going through hardship, we're going through problems, you know, with lack of food, lack of this, lack of that. She just complained and complained and complained and complained and complained. And that old man was just listening. And then he told her, when your husband, you know, comes back home, tell her, you know, greet him with salam and tell him to change the threshold of his gate. Tell him to change the threshold or the threshold of his gate. And then Ismail came back home. Wa alaikum salam, alaikum alaikum salam. How are things? Did anybody visit? He says, yes. An old man came. Ismail right away, he knew. An old man came asking for you. And then before he left, he told me to tell you to change the threshold of my gate, of your gate, of your home. So he says, oh, you are the threshold of my gate. And that was my father. He told me to set you free. And he divorced her and he let her go. And he got married again. And then years later, again, his father came back, Ibrahim, to visit him. This hadith is actually narrated by Ibn Abbas. It's a sound authentic hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas. You know, he came back to visit. And then Ismail alayhi salam married another woman. Salaamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Is Ismail home? She said, no. How is things? How are things home? How are... She says, Alhamdulillah, great. Allahumma lak alhamd. She did not complain about anything. She only showed gratefulness to Allah and praiseness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And she was happy. She did not complain about anything, not about, you know, how life was or tough life or, you know, lack of food or lack of this or lack of that. Her husband is a prophet, you know, and this prophet, they have a mission. She didn't complain about anything. And then he says, when your husband comes back home, greet him, salam from me, and tell him to maintain the threshold of his home, to keep, to withhold that threshold of his home. So Ibrahim, Ismail came, wa alaikum salam, things, been all right. Somebody came home. Yes, yes, there was an old man who came and he asked about you. You weren't here. And then he told me to tell you, after greeting you with salam, he told me to tell you to maintain the threshold of your gate, of your home. And he said, you are the threshold of my gate, of my home. He told me to maintain you, to keep you, to withhold you. So that's an amazing story. In fact, sisters and brothers, we can take this story and derive so many lessons. So many lessons. In fact, we can spend the whole session just talking about this. Just talking about this. Yes, you know, a wife is supposed to support her husband, just like the husband is supposed to support his wife as well. Of course, it's mutual, you know, kind of support. But here, you know, especially when you're marrying a prophet, or you're marrying whoever you're marrying, sister, you know, you're marrying a da'i, you're marrying a sheikh, you're marrying whatever, you know, always show that gratefulness. Husbands, sisters, sa'diyah. Coco Murad, I don't know if it's a sister or a brother. Sister Hanifa says, Layla, Muna, Ya Muna, water called Najwa. Husbands, they like support. They like you show faith in them. They like that you appreciate them, this little efforts that they do, because women, they rely on emotions. You know, this is something that I teach as a, you know, as a marriage officer in my seminars. Women, they rely a lot on emotions. Men are different. Men, they rely on tangible things. You know, he goes to work. How can he feel that he's productive? By bringing things and putting them on the table. By, buying groceries, by paying the bills. He feels he's productive. He's doing things. Today, I went out. I did some groceries. I bought some stuff for home. I went and I took care of some things. I felt happy. Like I did something. I implemented. I made, alhamdulillah, I did a lot of things today. So I felt, mashallah. And I really, I did something good. But this is how men are. We're built like this, subhanAllah. We're built, you know. You know, we feel like when we provide, We're, you know, we see, we may, you know, we have something tangible. When we provide, we're happy, we're productive. Whereas women, they rely more on emotions. On emotions. Tell her how beautiful she is. Tell her how wonderful she looks. Tell her how beautiful she's dressed. And she will love you. She will adore you. Yeah, tell her how beautiful her look is, especially when she's trying to dress up for you. Oh, you husbands! Oh, you, subhanAllah, sometimes cuckoo husbands! When she's dressing up for you, tell her. She's doing it for you, man. Tell her how amazing she looks, how stunning she looks, how wonderful she is, how beautiful she is, how she will adore you. Really? Really? Yes. Oh, thank you. That's sweet. Tell her, oh, mashallah, I saw this dress in the store in the, you know, when that mannequin wear that dress, you know, when they put, you know, that dress, you know, that mannequin, when I saw it in the store, it was okay. It was okay. But once you wore it, once you put it on, Allahu Akbar, you know, make it look like, sound like Takbir. Allahu Akbar. It looks stunning. It looks La ilaha illallah. It looks Allahu Akbar. It looks Subhanallah. It looks MashaAllah. It looks Taghfirullah. It looks, you know, man, this is how it is. This is how it works. And they will adore you. Oh, really? Okay. You know, all these things. Oh, they will love you. Right? So, you know, we men, we're different and women are different. So we need to understand that little bit of differences between, you know, one another. We are not there to compete with one another, but there to complete each other. When are we going to understand this? When are men and women are going to understand this? To complete each other, not to compete with one another. This is it, you know. So men don't like too much complain about this, complain about that. Every time he comes home, she has a list of complaints. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This amazing woman. Hadith sahih. This amazing woman whose son has died, and her husband coming back from his trip, and he came and she beautified her, mashallah, herself, and she prepared a meal and she prepared a nice sitting. And then when her husband asked about, he came in late. When her husband asked about her son, she says, he is in the best of place. He is in the best of place. And he was in the best of place. He passed away. He got sick and he passed away. He's in the best of place. They had a beautiful night. And then they were intimate that night. And then in the very next day, look how she prepared him. What would you, you know, when somebody gives you an amana, you know, when somebody gives you an amana, you know, are you going to, you know, you have to pay them that amana. You have to give them that amana back. She says, yes, I have to. Of course, we have to give them that amana back. Then she says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his amana. Look, what an amazing woman. What an amazing woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his amana. His amana, our son, his amana. You know, Allah is the trust, al-warith, the supreme inheritor. So he gave us an amana and he took it back. But subhanAllah, in that evening they were intimate. The man told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him about the story. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so, he loved the you know, that, you know, what your wife and what she did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you in that night with, you will be blessed with a righteous, you know, child. With a righteous child. But the essence of the story is how this wife, mashallah, la quwwata illa, how she, you know, billah, how she orchestrated the whole thing. Whereas, you know, he comes in from work or whatnot, tired, and she has a list of complaints. He did this. She did that. Your mother did this. Your father did that. The bills. The government calling. The bank calling. The calling. Fulan. We need to pay this. You didn't pay it. Where were you? Where's your mind? You didn't pay it. Look what happened. Miskin, يعني كده. Inside is خلاص. يعني you killed him. Like this woman. Her husband, he's a farmer. You know, it's an Arabic example. His wife, this man is a farmer. You know, he's a farmer. So he has a donkey that he relies on, and he loves his donkey. He uses it. So his donkey died. His donkey died. So the woman, you know, and the man was really sad, really sad. And then he came home really sad. So the wife wanted to comfort him. Habibi, what is wrong? Malik yani kida, what's ha? He says, my donkey died. My donkey died. And she says, oh, it's okay, Habibi. You are better than 100 donkeys. You are better than 100 donkeys. you know, she, as we say back home, you know, this is a Moroccan saying, you guys won't understand. You know, she wanted to put some mascara, and then she even made it worse. You know, she poked his eyes. She says, oh, you're better than 100 donkeys. Yeah, I'm a donkey now, huh? No, not donkey. You're better than 100 donkeys. If one donkey left, yani, قل خيرا او اصمت. Say something good or be quiet. Say something good or be quiet. So the essence of the story, brothers and sisters, like I said, I can go on and on and on and on. Please tell me to stop. you're better than 100 حمار. انت عندنا حبيب، انت عندنا احسن من 100 حمار. You know, so she's trying to comfort him, but she didn't know how. Anyways, brothers and sisters, the essence of the story, you know, this wife who was grateful, she did not complain. He told his son Ismail, maintain the threshold of your home. And that threshold of every home, sisters and brothers, this you will agree with me, inshallah ta'ala. Huh? This you will agree with me, inshallah ta'ala. The threshold of every home is the woman. Whether you like it or not, the gate of every home, you know, the gate of every home, the threshold of every gate is the woman, the foundation, the wife. She is the foundation of the home, right? So that's, we learn this, you know, we learn this. Keep your wife. So sisters here, please, inshallah ta'ala, those who are married and those inshallah ta'ala who will be inshallah ta'ala getting married, remember this. Remember that, you know, husbands, they like little pat in the back. Husbands, they like gentleness and care. Like this amazing woman, you know, when she told her daughter the night before her wedding, she says, "Ya ibnati, kuni lahu ama yakunu laki abdan, kuni lahu ard yakun laki sama." Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful advice. She says, "Oh my daughter, be his female slave, he will be your male slave. Be his earth, he will be your sky. Be his earth, he will be your sky. Be his female servant, he will be your male slave, your male servant." This is how men are. Men don't like stubbornness. Men don't like confrontation. Men don't like bucking there and here. Men don't like this. If you are kida, sisters, you can play with him as a ring in your finger. Wallahi, if you know something called in Arabic, siyasa. Tasyis, you know, siyasa, tasyis. Siyasa in English means politics, but here means politics with the husband. If you know how to do siyasa with your husband, he can become a ring in your finger. You can turn him as you wish. You can tell him, let's do this, TK. He will say TK. You will, let's do this, acha. He will say acha. Yes, yes. Okay, okay. No, no. He will be your male slave. Only if you know how to deal with him. Siyasa. Right? Siyasa. How about that, brother Ahmed Zahir? How about that, Coco Murad? How about that, Layla? How about that, Kola Najwa? How about that, Nimka Yusuf? Huh? It's all about siyasa, isn't it? How you deal with the husband. It's all about, you know, the sihr. It's all about that magic, halal magic. I call it halal magic, right? Not confrontation, not stubbornness, not just halawa. If you do this, wallahi, like I said, you say TK, he will say TK. He will say acha, acha, yay, yay, nay, nay. And he will do this to you. This, yes, you know, and he will sing for you. He will sing for you. Let's celebrate the night. Let's celebrate. He will celebrate with you every night. Let's celebrate. All right. Baby, let's celebrate the night. You know, every day, every night, he will sing for you. Let's celebrate the night. Every day. Husband, khalas. Husbands are halawa if you only know. There is no astaghfirullah. There is no halawa. Astaghfirullah. He will be your habib, khalas, at home. He will be always, khalas. It's just about siyaza. يعني كده. Just halawa, halawa, halawa. Tasyis has in it, ya nawal. You are not married, but once you get married, you'll understand more. Siyasa has wisdom in it. Come on. That's why I said, inshallah, once you, inshallah ta'ala, get married, you will understand. Siyasa is built, it's wisdom is built in your siyasa. You know, what's wisdom? Wisdom is hikmah, right? It is built in. So you will have to learn, Sister Saadia. He has to learn or you have to learn. You have to learn. Take a course. You can take my course called Politics on How to Use. Take my course called How to Play Politics with Your Husband. In fact, I'm going to create a course. I'm going to call it like that. How to Play Politics with Your Husband. I'm going to make this course. I'm going to create a course. So this idea, How to Play Politics with Your Husband. Because one sister from Facebook, she asked me, how about if I don't know how to play CS, how to play politics? One sister, she asked that question. So I said, okay, that's a great thing, right? How we can monetize it. You know, how to play politics with your husband. Inshallah, you know, we'll make that a course. Anyways, those of you who've come in late, go back and watch the sessions, inshallah ta'ala, especially all of them. All the sessions about Ibrahim alayhi salam. On a more serious note. Ibrahim alayhi salam went back to Palestine. And then he lived in Palestine. And he died in Palestine. They said that he died in what they call Al-Khalil, but there is nothing really, you know, authentic about that. That Ibrahim alayhi salam died in the town called Al-Khalil in Palestine. But all we know that he died in Palestine. Any time or any pictures that you see claiming that it is the grave of Ibrahim alayhi salam has nothing authentic in it, right? Nothing authentic. But anyways, brothers and sisters, he went back to Palestine and he lived there. Brothers and sisters, just so you know, I will come back, inshallah ta'ala, to the story of Ismail and Yaqub and Ishaq, right? Because in Palestine, you have Ishaq, and Ishaq from his progeny came Yaqub, and from the progeny of Yaqub came Yusuf alayhi salam. But I need to tell you something interesting. I need to tell you that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was giving his da'wah, when Ibrahim, you can always go back and watch them. Please go back and watch all the sessions of Ibrahim. Please go back and watch at least 4 or 5 sessions. I made them short, not long, but go back and watch them all. They're really, 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 you don't trust me? Ask them. Ask them, they're here. A lot of them, they can tell you, inshallah ta'ala, if you don't trust me. Those of you who've missed out all the sessions because of reason of another, go back and watch them, inshallah ta'ala. So I was saying, brothers and sisters, when Ibrahim was doing his da'wah, not people believed in him. There are very few people who believed in him. Some of the people that believed in him, his wife Hajar, his wife Sarah, of course, and his children, but also his nephew. Whose nephew? Lot alayhi salam. Lot alayhi salam. So this is why I want to talk about Lot alayhi salam. Right? What happened? Who was Lot? Lot was there, alayhi salam. Lot was there at the time, you know, when Ibrahim was being thrown into the fire. Lot, he saw things. So he believed in Ibrahim, alayhi salam. So Ibrahim, people did not believe in him. other than very few handful people. Amongst them is Lut alayhi salam. As I said, Lut, he saw what happened. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوت. Who said this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. Nothing from me, also from the Quran. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوت. So Lut believed in him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Lut, Sarah, and Hajar. These are the people who believed in Lut, in Ibrahim alayhi salam, and of course his children. So Lut, after he witnessed what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went back to his qabila. He went back to his tribe. And that tribe, sisters and brothers, it's called Sadum. Sadum. Sadum or Sodom, which what we call today in the area of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea. Al-Bahr al-Mayyit. The Dead Sea. The Dead Sea was not Dead Sea. It is the people of Al-Mu'tafika, also called Al-Mu'tafika. This place which is the border of Jordan and Palestine. Between the border of Jordan and Palestine, this area called Al-Mu'tafika, or the place of Sadum, because the qabila that used to live there, called Qabila Sadum, it is the qabila of Lut, alayhi salam. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Again, كذبت. He went back to call his people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with a mission. He's a prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with a mission. He went back to his people to deliver that mission. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 160. Al-Shu'ara, verse number 160. كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين. قوم لوط, they disbelieve the messengers. Listen here, Allah Azza wa Jalla said al-mursaleen. Wow, people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this. Allah did not say rasul. He did not say one messenger. Allah said messengers, which could mean that there are many messengers were sent to Qawm Lut, not only one Lut. Al-mursaleen. Mursaleen means messengers were sent to them. Other than Lut. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. When their brother, again, like the other prophets, like Nuh, like Hud, like Salih, they all, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla always mentions their brother. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says with regard to Lut, when the brother Lut told them, "Ala tattaqun, don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inni lakum rasulun amin. I'm rasul and I'm amin. I'm trustworthy, you know, messenger coming, you know, being sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattaqullaha wa ati'un. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey what I'm going to tell you. Wa ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I don't ask you any reward." Just like what Salih said to his people. I don't ask you any reward. I only seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, these people, they used to commit an immorality that was never known in the face of the universe. Even at the time of, astaghfirullah, you know, Qabil. Qabil was the first one who initiated this crime. The crime of killing was not known. Qabil, who, you know, invented this crime, wal-iyadu billah, initiated this crime. But the crime that these people are doing, this immorality, was never known on earth. What is it? In Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 165, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Al-Shu'ara 165, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. How can you prefer man over females? How can you prefer male over females. And you have your own wives. You're married. You have your own wives. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ And you leave ما خلق, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has created, you know, like your spouses. But you prefer man over female? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, this is something that has never happened. This immorality has never, never happened on earth. Sisters and brothers, excuse me, even animals don't engage in this type of immorality. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yes, yes, even animals don't engage in this type of immorality. Pigs, dogs, cats, even animals, they don't do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 80. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ No one has ever done this type of immorality that you're doing. مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ From the whole world, no one has ever done something like this. Brothers and sisters, this is where the term sodomy comes from. Sodomy, right? This term sodomy comes from this. It comes from the tribe of Sadum. Sadum. The tribe of Lot alayhi salam. They engage in this type or indulged in this type of filth. Wal-iyadu billah. Brothers and sisters, by the way, even experts and doctors and scientists nowadays, khalas, they no longer can say it is in the genes. They used to say that before. They used to say that before. They say it's in the genes. It's in, you know, it's been inherited, you know, in the genes. They used to say that. They have no proof. Now they no longer can say it is in the genes. No, they can't. Many scientists have given up on this sort of like, they say it's, you know, just using the term genes, but now, what they're saying, instead, they're saying it's hormonal imbalance. Quote unquote. They're saying it's hormonal imbalance. This is what they're saying. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 28. Verse number 28. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا When they do such an immoral act, they say, we found our forefathers doing it, and Allah, astaghfirullah, they said, and Allah has ordered us to do so. This is what they're saying, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 28. They're blaming, astaghfirullah. They're saying, Allah ordered us to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Say, tell them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ Allah does not ordain immorality. Allah does not ordain immorality. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Do you say, Do you blame Allah for things which you don't even know about? How can you blame Allah Azza wa Jalla for such immoral acts? Wal-iyadu billah. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 28. We found our fathers doing it. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 49. الذاريات 49 الله سبحانه وتعالى says ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون من كل شيء الله سبحانه وتعالى says everything we created in pairs listen to what I'm going to say now very carefully الله سبحانه وتعالى says everything we have created in pairs And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in pairs, male and female. Perfect. Even electricity, you have positive and you have negative, plus, minus. Vegetables, flowers, insects, animals, human beings, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He says, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and in everything, شَيْءٍ. شَيْءٍ in Arabic means a thing. So Allah says, مِن كُلِّ, in everything, we have created in pairs. In pairs, male, female. Not only brothers and sisters, they used to commit this immoral act, they used to commit another immoral act. Do you know what it is? Not only they commit this immoral act of, astaghfirullah, preferring male over female, but also they used to commit another crime. Yes, even DNAs, male, female, subhanAllah. Nah. So they used to commit another crime. And also I'm just saying, other than that, other than rape, other than this is all about, you know, the preference for men over women. But other than that, other than rape, other than this immoral sexual act, there's another immoral crime that they used to indulge in. Other than treating visitors. No. Other than treating visitors, they used to do something else. Worse, something really bad. Something really, really bad. I will tell you, inshallah ta'ala, because I also will tell you how Lot was to know that they will be destroyed. I will tell you the story from the beginning where the angels, they went to visit Ibrahim alayhi salam. I mentioned that, right? When they went to visit Ibrahim alayhi salam to give him the glad tidings of his son Ishaq. Right, of his son Ishaq. So when the angels, they went to visit Ibrahim, Ishaq wasn't born there. Ishaq was not born then. When the angels went to visit Ibrahim, Ishaq wasn't born. So they will go to visit Ibrahim alayhi salam to give him the glad tidings of Ishaq. And then they will tell him that we're here being sent to Qawm Lut, to destroy Qawm Lut. And then they will go to Qawm Lut as how? What will happen? Will Lut warn these people? How would he warn them? In what way? The wife of Lut, like the wife of Nuh, the wife of Lut, what will happen? What kind of punishment? The area still exists today. It's still there. What can we do when somebody is affected by this disease? Na'am, let's talk about it in general. If someone, because they are Muslims, astaghfirullah, they are Muslims being infected with this immoral act. This group has become very powerful now. And you have to respect them. And I do. I have nothing to do with them. I don't like what they do. I disapprove of what they do. Because for me, it's immoral. It is almost, I don't have to be a Muslim to disapprove of what they do. Even Christians, they disapprove of what they do. I don't have to have a faith, you know, or some sort of a religion to approve of what they do. I disagree. Okay, I respect you as a human being. I won't harm you. I won't deceive you. I will not cheat you. You're a human being. But your act, I disapprove of. And in your schools, I will not let you come to teach my kids to tell them that it's okay, because that's what they're doing nowadays. Coming to our schools to teach and tell our kids it's all right. It's human nature. No, I disagree with that. It is not human nature. So my brothers and sisters, what happened to Lot? And what is this other crime that they used to do? And what kind of punishment? Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will talk about that bi'idhnillah tomorrow, Friday, insha'Allah ta'ala. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll talk about more about that. And we'll also talk about remedies. Are there any remedies? Yes, there's remedies. You know, there is a masjid in Toronto, masjid in Toronto led by these people, where a woman, she's the one who leads the salah, a woman is the one who gives the khutbah. It's a masjid. In New York, same thing, as a masjid, a woman gives khutbah and the woman who leads, you know, the jama'ah and everything, you know, we have this. So is there any remedies? Yes. Yes, we will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us and protect us and protect our children and protect our loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any such immorality and save us from it. Because my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, you know, many times before, every action has a reaction. Every action has a reaction. On earth, be it on the environment, be it on animals, be it on animals, just like it happened, you know, for Corona now, you know, every action has a reaction, my brothers and sisters. Be it the environment, be it animals, be it people, whatever it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a balance on earth. وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانَ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that there's a balance. Don't transgress the balance. In Surah Al-Rahman, don't transgress the balance. Put the balance balanced. But when people don't respect the balance that Allah Azza wa Jalla has put on earth, then every action will have a reaction. Yes, sisters and brothers, jazakumullah khair. Yes, Sister Fatima, what's your question? Sisters from Facebook, jazakumullah khair for joining. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk more about the story of Lut, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, it does backfire. Sister Fatima, you came in late. Please go back and watch the sessions. All the sessions. Tell me what happened. What's your question, Sister Fatima? Thank you, sisters and brothers, for joining. Those of you on Facebook, thank you for joining. Hanifa, Nisreen, Ashraf, Ali, all of you. Can people do udhiyah for the Prophet? La. Jazakallah khair, Sister Fatima. No, the udhiyah, Allah Azza wa Jal has answered that. Sister Fatima, Allah Azza wa Jal has answered this question. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say that my قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, that my prayer, وَنُسُكِي, my sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, my life, my death, all to Allah Azza wa Jal. All to Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you sacrifice for Allah. You don't sacrifice for a person, it is for Allah. An udhiyah is for Allah. But then the udhiyah, after you sacrifice, it goes into the poor, the family, it goes into, you know, whoever you want it to go to. But the sacrifice itself, this is why before you sacrifice, you say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You don't say in the name of so-and-so, you say in the name of Allah. And by the way, Prophet Muhammad does not need our sacrifice. No. Prophet Muhammad does not need your sacrifice. No. So when you sacrifice an udhiyah, you do it for Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. Nusuk comes from nusuk. My sacrifice is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my life and my salah, I don't pray for so-and-so. I don't pray for so. I pray for Allah. My salah, my namaz is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope I answered that question. One more time, Zakumullah khair, Humaira Tuqair. Thank you, Bint Sheikh Abdul Karim. Zakumullah khair for joining. Saadia Khan, thank you for joining. Fatima Karim, Layla, Muslima. Tomorrow, same time. We've been doing this for the same time for months now. Months, you know. Even before Ramadan, months we've been doing this for, you know, every day. Alhamdulillah, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Is the stories of the Prophet, sisters and brothers. Right? Stories of the Prophet. So, jazakumullah khair, my brothers and sisters, one more time. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Nasin. Thank you, Omer. Thank you, Coco Murad. Coco. Somebody by the name of Coco. Thank you, Watercolor. Thank you, Zoya. Thank you, Munazza. Thank you all for joining. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Muslima Naseema Ali. Is this Naseema Ali? Is this Naseema Ali Begum? Are you Naseema Ali Begum? Naseema Ali Begum, are you? Is that you? Muslima? you drive me crazy with your avatars. She must be Naseema Ali Begum. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Sister Fatima. Say salam to Brother Ghani and Isa and Mustafa. You're not Naseema Ali Begum. Okay. Who are you then? Another Naseema from England, from London, from East London? Zakum Allah khair wa ala kala najwa. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Da'iya. May Allah bless you, all the da'iyat. Jazakum Allah khair. All the da'iyat and the da'is. Barakallahu fikum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. No, Saadia Khan. Can you sacrifice on behalf of the dead? No, this is kufr. This is kufr, by the way. This is kufr. Somebody asked me, can I sacrifice on behalf of the dead? This is shirk, astaghfirullah. Shirk, kufr. You don't sacrifice for the dead. You don't sacrifice for... You sacrifice for Allah. This is why you say Bismillah. Before you sacrifice, you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, in the name of Allah. So don't sacrifice for the dead. Please, this is kufr. This is shirk. This is, you know, this is not from Islam. Very, very, be very careful. You know, especially people who deal with black magic, astaghfirullah. When they deal with black magic, the magician tells them, you know, sometimes they tell them, go and sacrifice this. You know, when they sacrifice what? They sacrifice for the jinn, wal'iyadu billah. And then they ask them to throw that sacrifice in a filthy place, like a sewage or something. You know, they do it for the jinn. This is shirk. This is shirk. This is kufr. You don't do that. When you sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you, Sister Saadia, for asking that question, and I hope I answered it. I hope I answered it. Yes, do dua for the dead, of course. You can do dua for the dead. All right? Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum.